Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Hey my friends, I'm so excited today for today's episode. This is awesome, and to reconnect with you guys, oh man, I've had so many experiences lately. It's been one of those time periods, like in a week you have so many experiences packed in, like it almost feels like a time warp. Have you experienced that before where you go and do something and you have so many experiences packed in that space? You're like, man, it feels like it's been weeks and weeks or months because I've had so many cool experiences. And I got to travel with my wife back to Virginia and Maryland and Washington, D.C. And you guys, I'm going to have to do more episodes about this, about like going into Thomas Jefferson's library. Wow! You guys know how much I love books. I was blown away. I'll do another episode about that. And just seeing the things around Washington, D.C. and going out to Mount Vernon and going down to Williamsburg, Virginia. And then I had the privilege to be a keynote speaker multiple times and present some classes. It was just incredible. Oh, it was incredible. And to connect with so many good people and to share the message and just see how this message of, you know, reaching for our very best self and fighting back against distraction and addiction. And really what we're talking about, what we're covering here in this series and in this whole podcast, and trying to live our absolute very best lives and, you know, get rid of the junk that's and the obstacles that are blocking us and really move forward. And it's, oh, you guys, this is so needed. The world needs this so bad. Your friends and family need this. Like, people need this. And then in the conversations that I had, I was able to speak with so many good people and hear their struggles and challenges. And again, like, you know, I know this, like I've been working with so many people all across the world, and I know that people are facing tough stuff, but then you meet them and you hear their stories and you see what they're facing and what they've been through and the horrendous things that have happened in their childhood or in their life and the struggles they're facing. And my heart is just filled with compassion and empathy. And even though, like, I know it, it happens to you again, and you're like, holy cow, whoa, people are facing such tough stuff. And I'm going to confidently say that many of you are too. Those of you listening to this, you're facing some hard things, and you've been through some crazy hard things. And I just want to, like, tell you too, like, I'm here for you. I'm cheering you on. I'm trying to give you the tools and resources to make those changes and transformations, like literally create a new life and a new you and help you get over what has happened, get through what's happening, and create these transformations so you can live this life that you're so stoked to live, that you wake up in the morning and you're like, woohoo, it's another day, right? Just, oh, you get so excited because you get to live life. And instead of just waking up going, oh no, not again. Right? You know what I'm talking about? And I've been in both places. And now I was able to move from my challenges and struggles and weaknesses into this place where I'm excited and alive and tackling the challenges and the obstacles and making a difference. It's awesome. Oh, my friends, will you do me a favor and help me spread this message? We've got to get these resources. One of the biggest questions I get as I'm presenting and sharing these ideas, they're just like, help me. Yes, I want that. I want that change. I want that transformation. I want that new life for myself and my family. Like, give me the tools and resources. And that's literally what I do. I've been getting that request for decades. And Rachel and I mean, that's what we live for. And we're creating these classes. I've created this whole list of classes for youth, right? Because youth need this inspiration. They need this help. It is missing in the school systems. It's missing in life and family. It's missing in the media. I mean, it's just this huge empty hole that's missing this leadership piece and addressing mental. I don't even want to call it mental illness because, yeah, there's a gigantic rise in mental illness, but a lot of that is just mental conditioning, right? We just need to, so many people out there, they just need the tools and resources to strengthen their mind and strengthen their mindset and their heart set. And they just need the tools and the coaching to go, oh yeah, we'll just work on this and exercise this and just do these, literally do these exercises for our emotions and exercises for our minds so that we have the mental and emotional fortitude to move through these things, right? And a lot of people are suffering needlessly because they've never been taught. They've literally never been shown how to, like, have emotional mastery and how to process difficult emotions. And all these things, like, oh, it's missing. So, and the giving the tools and the resources and the personal development and how to create the habits and the beliefs and how to face what they're facing. And so I created this whole list of courses for youth, which is so, so, so important. Make sure, please, please share that with everyone you know that is a teen or has teens, because this we're in a failure to launch epidemic. It's an epidemic where this generation is completely unprepared to enter adulthood. And so they're not leaving home, or they leave and come back. They're going in to, you know, going on into college, and the counseling centers are just overwhelmed. They can't handle it, right? And the youth there, they don't know how to start life. They don't know how to handle their educational process there and the struggles that come with it, and the social and the emotional and the mental, the physical. They're going into the workplace and they're unprepared. They're going out on missions and they're unprepared, and they're coming back home and they're going into marriage and they're not ready for it, and the marriages are failing. Oh, it's just a tragedy. So share these things. And I have this whole setup of classes that I have is literally to prepare young people for life. It is absolutely critical and essential, and it's a huge missing piece. Nobody else is doing this. I literally don't know other people who are literally focused in on this specific thing. Because how many of us know really smart, really talented? I mean, they got the academics, they got the music talents, the athletics. These great kids, they've got all those pieces that everyone's offering, right? But they're totally unprepared for life. I know hundreds of them. We've got to make a change there. So please, please help me share that. And that's on worldschoolacademy.com. And the direct link is /youth-classes. Those are the ones for youth. And then I've rolled out, because I get requests for it all the time, I've rolled out this whole list of classes for parents, for adults, on how to raise their children, how to mentor their children, how to get their own skill. I had parents ask me just this week again. They're like, okay, like, how do I teach this to my kids if I was never taught how to do this? And that's the truth of it. Like, most of us have never been taught this way. In fact, the way we were taught, the way we were raised, won't work today because of the changes in technology and society. I mean, everything's changed up, and it's going to be changing every 3 to 5 years now. And so we need these tools and resources. So I'm like, okay, I got to do this. And I'm doing it just all, like, this is my mission. This is my purpose. This is my passion. So, again, please help me share these things. Like, this whole list of parenting classes on how to transform your families and yourselves and get the tools and resources you need. Oh, man, love this stuff. And then of course, this missing, huge missing piece of these transformational experiences and adventures. And you guys, you can find all of that on worldschoolacademy.com. And I'm just asking, I'm just straight up asking you to help me share this message. The world needs it so bad. Your friends and families need it. Your neighbors need it. We've got to get this out there and help. So there's too much needless suffering. Help me share that message, you guys. And I appreciate it. And it's making a difference in lives. I get messages and notes every day. Got another one in the mail just yesterday. It was so heart touching about this young woman who is, she's graduating now and moving into adult life, and just this heartfelt note and letter, like just how, you know, it's just thanking me for changing her life and preparing her to be ready to move into adulthood. And it matters so much. And it's, oh, I love this stuff. I love this stuff. Okay, you guys, so you ready? You ready, ready, ready? Here we go. We're diving in now. We're continuing in the series with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So we've covered physiological needs, safety needs, love, and belonging. Ready? So now, oh, we're getting close to the top, friends. We have this one, which is called esteem. And we'll dive into that. And then after esteem, the last one in this series, the very top, is self-actualization, like hitting your potential. So in esteem, we're going to talk about today, and remember that you cannot get to these levels up here if you're not doing the lower levels really well. Now, and again, you can do it in bits and pieces, okay? So you get a few things right in physiological, and that helps you get a few more things right in safety, and then love and belonging. And so that you can get a few pieces here. Like, it's not an all or nothing package, right? It's bits and pieces of it. And so some of us are navigating up, and we're actually towards the top of the pyramid doing really well in certain areas. And my message is, if we go back and we refine and improve the areas we're already doing well, then we're going to be doing even better at the top in those areas. And so that's one piece. And if we go back down and we improve the areas where we're weak, like where we're missing pieces on those lower levels, then it's going to free us up. It's like literally turning on the power. It's like you have a blocked, let's say you have a blocked fuel line in your car. And so your vehicle's just, your engine and your vehicle's just not getting the fuel it needs. And it's just, it's going, right? You're getting from place to place, but it's just, feels like it's dragging. You put on the gas and it's just not responding, but you're moving. You know, the vehicle's still running, but it's just like it's blocked. And if you clear that blockage, like, whoa, now you have all this extra power and energy to make it happen. And so we're working through each of those areas. You've been listening to, it's been so cool to see how many people are listening to this series. And I hope you'll share this series too, because people love it and they need it. And so we're gonna dive in now as we hit these pieces and get up to esteem. Oh, and this is good. And so the pieces that are listed here in Maslow's hierarchy are respect. Well, I'm going to read them right now, and then we'll go back through them. Respect, self-esteem, status, recognition, strength, and freedom. I actually want to touch on strength and freedom real quick. Like, real strength comes from within. Most of us, when we think of strength, we think of some big dude at the gym, right? And that's awesome, right? Like, is exercising. Somebody's paid a price in athletics to, you know, condition those muscles and the training to become really strong. That takes a ton of work. And that's awesome. And we celebrate that. But it's the whole strength. It's the whole you, every bit of you. Like, you're mentally strong, right? Oh, who doesn't want that? How many of us are struggling with weak mindsets or thoughts or emotions? So we want that mental strength, that emotional strength, the moral strength to do the right thing no matter what, in the face of fear and doubt and discouragement and ridicule and criticism and cynicism. That is strength. And yet how often are, you know, we get up and we hit the snooze button, like, we literally, very first thing in the morning, we're breaking our commitments to ourselves. We set an alarm to get up and we hit the snooze because we're breaking a commitment. And then we get up and like, you know, this happens to all of us, right? We have all these great ideals, and the night before we're like, okay, we're gonna get up and do this and this and this. This is gonna be awesome and start my day right. I'm on this. And we get up, I do it, and we all do it. Like, get up and like, ah, and like, you walk around like a zombie, and we're totally unengaged, right? But real strength is when that becomes this. It's an automatic habit. You get up excited and alive and energized. Right, this morning I popped up, boom, early, excited, and like got engaged and got into my morning rituals and routines and got energized physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I'm out here early speaking to you. And I love this stuff, right? And so we get that strength that comes through like our whole being. Spiritual strength. Social strength. Right? To be who you want to be instead of playing the chameleon and changing your colors with each different group that you're in. Whether every time you go back and re-engage with your family, you know, like in your parents or something, you have these old habits and these old relationships that just don't change, and you revert to the old ways and just like, ah, right? And you hate when you do that. But when we get that real true strength up here, it's because we've been working on the lower levels and getting those in place physically and emotionally and socially. That is true strength. And everyone I work with, everyone I talk to, like they want that. We long for that. That's that upward reach we have. We want to be truly strong in every way. But we often practice self-sabotage, where day in and day out we're doing these little things that weaken us and compromise our strength. Whoa, isn't this good? Isn't this stuff awesome? Freedom. I love to teach this principle of like, even living in a free country doesn't really serve you if you're a slave to yourself and your vices and your problems and your weaknesses. Does that make sense? Like, what good does it do me to live in this great free nation when every day I'm a slave to my addictions? I'm a slave to my own problems that, like, in all honesty, when we look back, most of our problems have some kind of self-inflicted way. You get what I'm saying? Like, I love to ask people, like, okay, what if you had, you know, 10 times better at certain areas? Would that change the situation? And they're like, yes. Like, even in some of the situations where we've been victimized by others, you say, what if you had been 10 times stronger? And I'm talking, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever. What if you had been 10 times more energy, 10 times more patience, 10 times more understanding, 10 times smarter in that area? Would that have prevented this problem, or would it fix it? And almost invariably, it's like, yeah, man, yes. And that's what I'm talking about. This is what we're going for, you guys. And so I don't want anybody to feel bad. I don't want anybody to feel guilty or bad or anything. I'm not doing this. I'm just saying, look, if we get excited about this, about transforming ourselves and transforming our lives, like, we can create this new reality. And we can bring in this freedom to transform things. One of my presentations that I did this week was on transcending addiction and distraction in our homes, where we're living in this age of distraction and addiction. And distraction essentially has the same effect as addiction if it brings about the same result. If you're just perpetually distracted, that you're unable to focus on anything and get anything done, then, well, might as well, you know, you lose your freedom, right? Isn't that amazing? And so we get caught up in so many addictions. Addictions right now are off the charts crazy. And close to 80% of men and young men say they are viewing pornography regularly. It's crazy, and it's destroying lives and destroying relationships. And they're not free. We are not free when we're bound by our addictions. And so, man, this is one of the biggest things I want to help with. and these problems that to get the tools and the resources to first prevent them, because prevention is our best protection. Always, always, always. Prevention is our best protection. And we work, you know, we give all of our very best efforts to set things up in our lives and our families to prevent that. And then if it happens, which it does, then we don't sit there and shame and beat ourselves up and beat up others. And we just get back to work and like, okay, how can I build back strength and freedom, right? What we're just talking about right now. How can I build back strength and freedom? And we go all the way back down to the bottom of the hierarchy and like, okay, I'm getting everything in order here. I'm getting my physiological needs all in order, my food, my sleep, my clothing, all this stuff. I'm getting my personal security and my resource, employment, health, and property. I'm getting it all in order, getting some strength back here and getting things lined up so that I've positioned myself to bring back strength and freedom. And do you guys see this? Can you feel this right now? I'm feeling it so profoundly right now, and I hope you can feel it too. Like when you get things in order in your life, and I'm sure you've experienced this, and there may be some of you who've just were raised in this situation where none of these pieces have really been that great, and so maybe you haven't. Some of you probably have never felt the level of strength and freedom that's possible. In fact, okay, I'll back up and make this bold statement that none of us, myself included, none of us have truly experienced the strength and freedom that's possible, and that's what we're going for. Like, we got to keep that in mind, that there's this strength and freedom and status and recognition and self-esteem and respect above where we've ever been before. And once we get everything lined up, we're setting ourselves up for that potential. And when we get up there, we're, whoa, right? This awesome thing. That's the vision I want all of us to hold in our minds, of getting to that level of strength and freedom that just blows you away, right? We read the biographies and autobiographies of incredible human beings. Like on my flight home, I finished this biography on Martin Luther, and I didn't know anything about him. We saw his statue when I was in Dresden leading the World War II expedition, and I got this book, and I went through it by Eric Metaxas. Holy guacamole, what a book, what a life, what an incredible human being. And at the end, he's like, and so you see, like telling his life story and what he did, he's like, all the freedoms that we enjoy in the United States and the founding of the Constitution here spread out to many other nations. And so really at the end, he was saying, look, because of what Martin Luther did, kind of almost unknowingly, he started separating church and state and, you know, there's restrictions by others and bringing about free thinking and people willing to, you know, stand up for what they believe in and have this freedom. He's like, because he did that, it started this snowball effect. Like all the freedoms we're enjoying today were because of what he did. Boom. Like it's huge. Everyone Christian or not, like needs to read this book about this great man who did this, who had so much strength and so much freedom in a world that was so oppressed and so like controlled with fear and violence and death, the threat of death. Oh man, so cool, right? And then, of course, all the, you know, I was standing in the Library of Congress last week, and the great names that are, you know, that are up in the ceiling in these mosaics, and they're great thinkers and great achievers and men and women who literally changed the course of history and thinking. And these great authors. Wow, I love this stuff, you guys. I love it. And so there's these examples, and that's what we're going for. In fact, that's a perfect lead-in to recognition and status. This isn't like some ego thing where I'm carrying this thing, and I gotta have status. I gotta have this. It's not that at all. In fact, that prevents all of this stuff. That goes back to, you know, you're having struggle with safety needs and love and belonging. But up here is this pure, undefiled recognition and status because you're becoming a superb human being. Does that make sense? Like I love this idea. Like you have this recognition and status because like you're spending your life doing good things and helping others. So you're actually helping other people achieve their goals and dreams and reach their self-actualization. And so the recognition and status comes from just personal greatness, not the facade, not the bling bling. And this is what's so messed up in our society. And people are trying so hard with their social media accounts, or, you know, with their fancy cars and their jets and their beautiful houses. And I'm not bagging any of those things. So if you want to have, you know, beautiful cars and houses and jets, ooh, awesome, do it, right? But if you're using those things and your nice clothes and your titles and your positions, and you're using all that stuff in this vain effort to get recognition, you're actually trying to, you're getting this counterfeit, right? And in this fake recognition and trying to feel this, we all have this need, every one of us. And this is what Maslow pointed out. We all have this need for recognition and status, but many of us are trying to satisfy that need with these fake things, right? With these counterfeit things. We're hoping people think we're cool. We're hoping we get the status and recognition because now I'm driving this sweet car. You see the difference? And it's really just, it's a difference in intent. Because you and I can drive these wonderful, beautiful cars and have these incredible things in our lives. That's awesome. But if our mode is I hope people look at this car and think that I'm awesome, whoa, that's totally different, right? We're trying to fill this void that's missing because we haven't filled in the lower pieces on his pyramid. And if you're trying to use a title or a position, like if I can only become president or CEO, if I get this new status, this certificate or degree or something, if I can get that, then I'll have status and recognition. No, it's all counterfeit, my friends. That's the fake. It's when we're truly, no facades, no masks here, we're truly becoming our best selves and sharing it with others. We're contributing in a meaningful way and changing lives with sincere love and genuine compassion and desire to help. Then we can't help but have the status and recognition. And if you and I look at the lives of great men and women, you know, that now or in the past, I mean, I love that. Like this book of Martin Luther, it's like he lived, you know, roughly 500 years ago. And still, you know, we're reading about his life in awe and wonder. And he didn't want the recognition or the status. He just had sincere questions and he wanted to bring freedom to people. There it is. Boom. 500 years later, like loads and loads of people are still reading about him and being taught and instructed and influenced for good by this guy who lived 500 years ago. That's the perfect example. And so our recognition and our status, even as a parent, those of you, I mean, hopefully you all become parents at some point. Many of you already are. So you youth that are listening, you're going to become a parent. But like the recognition and status and influence with your kids, it's not automatic. I know we all think it is. We're like, well, I'm the parent here. Like this should be happening, right? And it's not automatic. Influence is never automatic. It's earned. And we earn it. Like in your children will love and respect you as you're becoming that person, right? Isn't this beautiful, you guys? And there's a perfect segue into self-esteem and respect. And isn't it interesting that self-esteem is all the way up here? And look around. And many of you probably are still having self-doubts and insecurities, right? When I go out and I spoke 6 times last week. It was awesome. And in these groups, like, hey, how many of you are still struggling with self-doubt and self-esteem? Boom, right? Most of the room raises their hands. And it's all the way up here at the top of his pyramid. Because all of these other things have to be put in place until we, before we can have this self-esteem. And again, we can have pieces of it, right? It's not all or nothing. We can have pieces of it, but then there's still holes or gaps or problems because the lower levels need to be put in place. Isn't this awesome? Oh, I love this stuff so much. And it's so powerful and so profound that, like, we'll have the self-esteem. I love to tell people that confidence follows competence. And as we become more competent, meaning we're good at doing things, certain things, right? That's what competence means. You become more skilled and you're better at doing certain things. And then you start to feel more confident because you have the competence. And so, look at the physiological needs. The more competent you are in taking care of those things and your safety needs, moving up the hierarchy here, and your love and belonging and connection, like family and friendship, right? The more we have those put in place, then we actually feel good about ourselves. And so it's not a matter of like, oh, you switch that. It's like, okay, well, like, what do you want to work on that's going to actually help you feel better? And then self-esteem is just like a byproduct. It's just a secondary result of doing these other things well. And so when I meet with people that are struggling with self-esteem, I say, okay, well, let's go back and let's just work on simple things. Let's just make some adjustments here. It's like this formula. Like, oh, you're trying to bake this pie. Well, you're missing a couple ingredients. Just let's put those ingredients in, and then your pie is going to turn out way better. Right? It's the same. It's a simple formula. Let's step back. Let's get these other pieces in place in this formula, and you're like, boom, there it is. Love it. I love this stuff. And so we start getting that esteem and we like ourselves more. Right? A lot of us struggle sometimes liking ourselves because we're doing unlikable things. And when we just shift that, we're just like, okay, well, I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to have more strength and freedom, right? And just genuine goodness, and I'll have more recognition and status. Like, boom, there's self-esteem. Because I like myself and I love myself because I'm doing likable and lovable things. Now, does that mean that if you're doing unlikable things, you got an addiction or a bad habit, that you can't have any self-esteem and you shouldn't like yourself? No, I'm not saying that. Please don't misunderstand me here. Like, because we all have our struggles and we all have our challenges. What I'm saying is, like, each little effort makes a huge difference, my friends. Like, literally, like, every day, if you get up today and you're like, hey, I'm going to have a good breakfast and I'm going to get a little workout in. And I'm going to listen to this podcast. I'm going to watch a video. I'm going to read from a great book and celebrate that thing. Like, hey, man, I spent 10 minutes on an awesome book today. Boom, right? And you love it. I'm reading. So for years and years and years, I read to my children every night. And then we kind of got away from it in where I was reading here and there. And I just wasn't as consistent in reading to the kids at night. And then going back out and studying the lives of these very well-read people and seeing Jefferson's library again, I'm like, oh man, we're back on it. And now the kids are a lot older. I was reading like massive series. I read the whole 15 books of Oz to the kids, and I read the whole Narnia series, and I read Betsy Tacy and Little House on the Prairie, and like these are all long series, and Little Britches, like all these books that we read, we went through all these things with the kids, and we just have this wonderful, wonderful memory and bond of reading these great books. But now a lot of kids are older and we're digging into some heavy stuff and some harder books, and I was reading to them from Francis Bacon last night, and reading this great book called The Sea Wolf by Jack London. And in there, he has his conversations. Humphrey and the wolf have these conversations about the great thinkers and philosophers and like some tough stuff. And we're digging through it with the kids. And it's so awesome. They were just all engaged last night. And boom, there we go. We celebrate that, right? Woo! Like, I haven't been doing a great job at reading to them every night. We've been so busy. And I'm like, no, I'm back on it. And okay, we did it last night. Boom, we celebrate. It was awesome. We were all just so stoked to sit there and read again. And that's what I'm talking about. So celebrate these small successes, and it starts bringing that back. And then respect is the last one. I went backwards across all these pieces here in esteem and respect. But think about respect, and that's both self-respect and then respect for others. Look, go back all the way back down to physiological. It's actually a manifestation. It's a lack of self-respect when I'm just eating junk food and I'm not taking care of my body. Does that make sense? Isn't that powerful? Like it's an actual lack of self-respect if I'm not, you know, taking care of my clothes. And again, this is on the physiological level, clothing. If I'm not taking care of my clothes and wearing nice clothes, keeping my body clean and neat and dressing for success, literally, like, because I know every one of you you've been influenced by how you dress. Like you feel when you dress up, decked out, you feel fantastic, right? The same. When we get these sloppy ways, we lack self-respect. And then moving up to safety needs, if we're mean to others, if we're cruel in any way, if we're prejudiced at all, then we're lacking respect for others. And then simultaneously, it's a manifestation of a lack of self-respect. And, you know, you move up love and belonging and connection, right? And family and friendship and intimacy. There's no way you can have a beautiful, intimate relationship and the full, complete, intimate thing. Absolutely impossible without respect. And that's self-respect and respect for others. Intimacy is impossible if you don't respect yourself and you don't respect others. Because you have to take down these layers. And to be intimate means to be completely open and vulnerable and engaged in there. And if you don't respect yourself and you don't respect your partner, your spouse or your friends or your family or anyone you want to build this beautiful relationship with, it demands respect. Isn't that beautiful? And then if you can, as you build that, then you get this respect, this higher level of respect, and it's that beautiful cycle. I've talked about this. Like you get one thing and then it feeds the other, and it just keeps on this beautiful cycle of you have more respect for yourself and more respect for others. And because you have more respect for yourself and more respect for others, now those lower levels and upper levels get better, right? And they feed each other. And so, and again, at this level, I want to invite you and encourage you and challenge you to level up in all these areas. Hey, I'm going to have more respect for myself and more respect for others. Every human being deserves some respect. Yes, even the ones that are doing terrible things. When we have compassion, when we understand their story, when we see where they're coming from and what they've been through, we're going to have more respect for them, for what they're facing. And so we level up our self-respect. We level up our respect for others. We level up our self-esteem. And love yourself, please. Please, please, please. Love yourself. And you might be, yeah, but this happened in the past and I made that mistake and I'm so weak and I have all these problems. I can't really love myself. Just choose to love yourself and work on those things. Get those pieces together and love. Just, you know, I love myself. And you know, your self-worth, again, let me reiterate here, your worth, your self-worth is not attached to any of these other labels or things. Like it's independent of that. Like, yeah, it comes with competence, but like there's this self-worth piece that's just independent of all of that, that you are an awesome, valuable human being. Okay. Just love yourself and then work on status and recognition, not in and of itself, not independent of other things, but the status and recognition that comes from just being loving and kind and good and wonderful and just trying to be your best self and striving for it along the journey. Don't wait. This doesn't have to wait until like you get there, right? It's not like you arrive like, oh man, you know, when I'm an old man with a long white beard, then I'll have the status and recognition. Like, no, you can get it today by doing something kind. I promise you, you can literally today go out and in your interactions with other people at the grocery store, at the gym, or in your, you know, your gatherings that you go to, you know, some educational co-op or something if you're homeschooling or at school or at work. Like you can literally have status and recognition moment literally by being kind, literally by standing up for your beliefs, by being adroit and skillful and tactful and diplomatic in an uncomfortable conversation or meeting or issue, and you just stand your ground kindly but firmly. You can gain status and recognition by standing up for others. And like, hey, whoa, wait a minute. You can't talk about other people like that. You can't talk about, and support your group and your people and your message, right? Like today in one interaction that's just awesome, you'll have status and recognition in that moment. Isn't that beautiful, you guys? Isn't that exciting? When you smile and you're kind and thoughtful and generous with someone, in that moment, that person will be like, wow. They're awesome. How kind, how thoughtful, how brave, right? How courageous. And in that moment, you get the status and recognition because you're just genuinely trying to do the right thing. And it comes. And in that moment, you make the choice, you get more strength and more freedom. When you today, you decide not to look at pornography. Today, just do, if you have an addiction, just go today. Today, I won't do it. And wake up tomorrow, today. Today, I won't do it. And you have freedom and strength. And as you keep that commitment, your strength gets stronger and your freedom gets freer. I don't even know if that makes sense. But you, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, your freedom and strength will grow as you do this each day. Oh, I love this stuff, you guys. I love it. And I love you. And I'm grateful for you being here and listening and being engaged with this and going through all these awesome things. This is so powerful, and we have to share this. We have to get out in the world, and we have to put these things in place, and it's not incredibly difficult. Yes, it's challenging. We got to work for it. Like, nothing valuable is going to come easy or free, right? We got to pay a price, but it's totally doable, piece by piece, a little bit of the recipe, a little bit of the formula to make a difference here. Please share this. You guys, if you've loved this episode or anything in here has helped you or any of my other episodes, like, please share it. Take a screenshot of it, of the pod, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Grab a screenshot, share it on Facebook or Instagram or wherever else where you're on social media. Like, tell people. Just, hey, let them know. Like, hey, you got to check this out and put a link in there and tag me and tag the podcast, the School of Awesome Sauce podcast. Yeah, just jump in, get engaged, share this stuff. And if you're ready to level up, if you're like, yeah, I need help with this, I want help with this, I'm ready to go up, level up on anything we've talked about so far in here, like, consider getting into the School of Awesome Sauce coaching program or doing other coaching. We have group coaching, we have the classes, have personal coaching. Like, get engaged, invest in yourself, invest in your children, invest in your family to make this transformation. Like, it's worth every effort. Let me finish with this story. I was teaching this principal and I said, you guys, if we don't invest now, because I've seen this so many times, like, if we don't invest in ourselves and our families and our children, we don't do it now, we're going to have to do it later, right? If I don't invest in my health now, I will have to invest in doctor's bills and medication and suffering later. If I don't invest in helping my children make great choices and get an awesome education and help them develop these skills and abilities and strengths and talents and habits, right? If I don't help them do that now, then I'm going to be forced to do it later in these recovery programs. And I have friends that run these failure to launch programs that are between $10,000 to $15,000 a month. And I was speaking and I was telling, I was in my speech, I was saying, look, you guys, if you don't invest now, because too many people don't. They're like, well, we don't need to do that. You know, the kids will be all right. They'll turn out okay. And, you know, it'll be all right. I don't want to spend that kind of money on that for, you know, oh, come on, it's too expensive. We can't afford that. And I'm telling them, like, you can't afford not to do it. And this wonderful, courageous woman raised her hand. She's like, can I please tell you my story? She said, we went along, kids were okay, and we wanted to invest in them. We wanted to spend the money. And we were like, no, we can't afford that. Ah, it's too much. No, they'll be all right. We didn't do it. And she says, we sat there and squawked about spending the hundreds or the thousands of dollars to really invest in our kids. And she said one of our, I think it was her daughter, you know, had some real struggles and challenges. And she told us that they ended up spending $250,000 to try to help their daughter through recovery. And I was like, boom, there it is. There's a perfect example. Thank you for sharing that. That is a perfect example of what I'm illustrating. Be willing to invest now. Rachel and I spend thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars every year for our kids to have awesome experiences. And our kids are amazing. Like, they're amazing. I'm just so proud of them, so happy. I just love where they're going and who they're becoming. They're just rocking it. And you'd look at them like, you don't need to spend money on these guys. They're doing great. That's why they're doing great, and that's why they're going to keep doing great, because I'm willing to invest tens of thousands of dollars on them, so they're having incredible experiences, and they're building all these things we've been talking about. They're getting in this place. I'm investing in them so they never even have to get close to a recovery program and a failure to launch program. They're out doing incredible stuff. And literally there are times when we can't afford to do a certain thing because it's so expensive or it's bad timing. But Rachel and I always say, we're like, well, we can't afford not to. And it's worth it. It's worth the sacrifice. Whoa. Right? So powerful. Like, we've got to be willing to invest in ourselves and our families and make this happen. So make those investments, our friends. Get in there. Get in the game so we can all reach self-actualization and live absolutely epic lives. Oh, I love this stuff. You guys are awesome. Love you. Thanks for being here with me. Thanks for sharing this message. Thanks for being a part of this movement. Thanks for being awesome people. Love you guys. I love going out and traveling and meeting and connecting with you. Hope you'll send me messages as we're traveling around the world. We can meet up and I love this stuff. You guys are awesome. Remember, awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.